We're going to reach out to the BLM wildlife biologist for more clarification on this issue, but right now, KSTD's Gail Binkley joins us in the studio. She's been following this issue and also covers Montezuma County Commission meetings each week. Thanks for coming in, Gail.
Thanks, Austin.
Commissioner Suklet seems to be hinting at a lack of communication between the BLM and the Montezuma County Commission. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think that's fair. That's been an ongoing theme of this county commission, is that they don't believe that the federal lands agencies do enough to coordinate with them and let them know what's going on. That's their take on it.
How does that play out at the meetings?
It's something they bring up pretty frequently. They have monthly meetings with representatives from the San Juan National Forest and Bureau of Land Management and Canyons of the Ancients, and they bring that concern up repeatedly.
Is the Phil's World expansion the only point where there's a little of that concern between the commissioners and the BLM?
Oh, definitely not. The commissioners believe that the BLM doesn't pay enough attention to what they say and what they want. This was something they brought up recently at a county commission meeting when they were apprised of the BLM's decision to recommend moving forward to create a master leasing plan in parts of Montezuma County. The county commissioners were not particularly pleased with that and, in fact, were quite irate with Connie Clements and Justin Abernathy of the BLM.
So that is now at the BLM state office. So that's one issue. And the other issue is, this Phil's World expansion. Where could these two issues lead in the future?
Well, I think it's something Commissioner Keenan Ertel kind of was hinting that there could be some sort of lawsuit at the end of the meeting Monday. But obviously, that doesn't mean that would actually take place or that there's actually been no final decision reached in either of those two issues yet. So it might be premature to talk about a lawsuit, but that's one potential outcome. Meanwhile, you know, the county does continue to meet with the BLM, and they are working with them on the Paz to Mesa Verde Trail, so relations are not entirely bad. I don't want to give that impression.
Sure. So it sounds like there's just a few things that are up in the air at this point.
Yes, there are certainly some points of contention.
Thanks for coming in, Gail.
Thanks, Austin.